Open your mouth and pray in the spirit. All I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. I am yours. It is in climates and atmospheres like this that creations happen. The Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters, and God said, lift your hands high. Yeshua HaMashiach. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Climates like this are climates of divine visitation, climates of divine encounter, climates of spiritual overhaul. Lift your hands high and whisper the name Jesus. And again. Shiva dalaya daya da manana sotolaba. Like perete ke si ke pereno hosana. Le paradia se ke perenigasha. Le perete ke zida rete ke pelo yahashi. Ike bara hoside ke le bernaya. Le perete si kalamana gaya di arusha. Leperete sike rena gayadi shara. Liparata sida yada da hushara. Legazora namana hasadis. Leperete sika rana gaga. Fresh grace, fresh help, fresh mercy is released upon you. A change of story, a change of situation. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Cause someone to see the other side of you that we haven't seen before. Cause a visitation. Cause us to see in ourselves what must be moved out of our lives. A fresh commissioning. A fresh release. A fresh assignment. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elohim. We worship you. We praise you. We honor you. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the praise to yourself. very, very quickly. I will finish up what we started last night. And then we shall. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11 and 12. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken open and the windows of heaven were opened and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The way of the rain, part 2. Deep brokenness and open heavens. I'm sure you are not confused, ICT. It's a continuation of the topic of last night. Or part 3 maybe, if that was part 2. The fountains of the deep was broken. The windows of heaven opened and the rain came. Yesterday, we had exhausted what deep brokenness meant. This morning we shall look at open heavens. Open heavens for the flow of the rain. Every man, every woman, every church, every ministry that must experience the continuous rain of the Spirit must have a continuously open heaven. If your life, your ministry, your destiny, even your finances must experience the continuous rain from heaven, there must be the continuity of open heavens. What is the meaning of open heavens? First of all, it means the intervention and invasion of heaven on the earth. The invasion and intervention of heaven on the earth. The intervention and invasion of heaven on the earth. Secondly, it means connection and connectivity between heaven and earth. A connection and a connectivity between heaven and earth. A situation where on a particular life, a particular assignment, particular ministry, there is a connection and a connectivity between heaven and earth. Thirdly, it means the release of the atmosphere and climate of heaven upon the earth. The release of the climate and atmosphere of heaven upon the earth. The release of the climate and atmosphere of heaven on the earth. Fourthly, it means the involvement of heaven in the affairs of the earth. The involvement of heaven. The involvement of heaven in the affairs of the earth. Fifthly, it means the avenue for celestial traffic upon the earth. The avenue for celestial traffic upon the earth. Jacob saw the ladder set up from earth to heaven, and the angels were trafficking, going and coming, and the top of it, the heavens was open. Every time there is an open heaven, there is a traffic, a terrestrial celestial traffic, a celestial terrestrial traffic. Heaven is flowing to the earth, and the earth is flowing to the heavens. And when that happens, the rain of revival is inevitable. Can you put the points again like I said it, number one? What does it mean when the heavens open? First, it means the intervention and the invasion of heaven on the earth. Second, it means a connection and connectivity between heaven and the earth. Third, it means the release of the atmosphere and climate of heaven upon the earth. That is, you feel heaven. You are on earth, but you are feeling heaven. You are feeling heaven because something is opened up there that causes the climate of heaven to invade the earth. Thirdly, it means the involvement of heaven in the affairs of the earth. And fifthly, it means the avenue for celestial traffic upon the earth. Terrestrial, celestial traffic happens. What happens for heaven to open? Because it is important. Why? How do we experience an open heaven? What do I do as an individual, as a person? What do I do? Let's look at the first scripture in the book of Genesis, chapter 28. Now, before we go there, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and in verse 12. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12, causes us to see. He said, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. The heaven will give the rain unto thy land in his season, and bless the work of thy hand. Once God opens the heaven, the rain falls. We saw that also in Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. But let's look at Genesis 28 and in verse 10, all the way to verse 12. Genesis 28. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took all the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. How comfortable is it for a person to lay his head on stones and sleep overnight? But that was what Jacob did. And while he was in that position, he dreamed the dream with his head on the stone. And a ladder was set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. There was an open heaven as he laid his head upon stones. What are these stones all about? Isaiah chapter 28 and in verse 16. Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. What is this stone about? And who is this stone? He's talking about Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 6 all the way to verse 7. He said, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Verse 7, unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. Who is that stone? It is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus Christ? John chapter 1 from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. What is the key to the open heaven? Number one, the revelation of the Word. If you will lay your head on the Word, you will connect with an opening to heaven. If you will trust God for light, solid light. That is what stone represents. Solid light. Tangible insight. Concrete revelation. Revelation that wind cannot carry. I mean, insight that the winds of confusion cannot shake. Wind does not carry stone. Wind cannot blow stone. Revelation, light, insight that wind can't move. That the sleight of doctrines, cunning craftiness of men cannot move. Tangible light, solid light. Concrete insight, evidential light. Light that has weight. Weighty insight. Weighty concrete light and insight. The type that you encounter, you know you just caught something. The kind of light you can lay a foundation on. That you can lay the foundation of a life, the foundation of a ministry on. When you get that light, any realm you get that light on, in that realm, the heaven opens. Get that light in the realm of the supernatural. You will see an open heaven in supernatural dimensions that will amaze you. Get that light, get such insight, get such depth, get such weight in the realms of supernatural supplies. You will be amazed at the open heavens in the realm of supplies that will amaze you. God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo got a weighty light on the mystery of supernatural supplies in the year of 1981. He got a weighty light. That light has not expired. That light has produced results. How many of you know that the Faith Theater is going on now? The construction is on now. We broke the ground this year around March. quietly. The cost of the cooling system there will build a mega estate cooling system. And there is no struggle. All the things that will be needed when the building is completed are being ordered ahead of time. Every dime that will finish the building to perfection, dime is on ground. Did you hear what I just said? That is, we are at a roofing stage now. No, nothing like that. If you give anything now, you only give of your own volition. It will be applied to other things. Any realm where you get light that is weighty, that wind can blow. I read there are some light, some revelations you say you have, but you are confused. After a while, you are not sure again. It was carried away by wind. It was blown away by circumstances. It was blown away by situations. To the point where even yourself, you are not sure of what you believe. But when you come to the point where you get something that nothing can carry from you. Nothing can carry from you. No wind can blow it. You got it out of a scripture. Like the Bible said in Psalm 119 verse 162. Therefore I rejoiced at your word as one that found it. As if I conquered something. You arrived at an insight like you conquered the city, like you conquered the territory, like you conquered something. I rejoice. That kind of word that appears as if you just hit a jackpot. You just won a very big lottery, God forbid. You just hit a jackpot. When you arrive at that, you trigger on the spot an opening of the heavens. Whether it's in the realm of the supernatural, whether it's in the realm of the crowd flow, whether it's in the realm of healings, miracles, signs and wonders, whatever realm that light. Kenneth Hagin got the insight of Mark chapter 11, verse 23. That revolutionized his life and revolutionized the life of everyone that came across him. John G. Lake got Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. John Alexander Dewey got the same. And that revolutionized his healing ministry. Heavens opened into a realm where the miraculous was natural. Am I communicating? Take your seat. If this is all that I came to tell you this morning, stop looking for people. Start looking for light. Stop looking for human connections. Start looking for weighty insight. Stop looking for who has money to sponsor ministry. Don't make human beings sponsors of church. When we stepped into ministry, it was very, very normal for you to identify the visible sponsors of different churches. This one is the man behind this ministry. This one is the main financier of this ministry. This one is the main sponsor of that ministry. And it was very strange to us. And when we didn't see any such person around us, it looked like we were not doing something right. But today as I speak, all those people disappear from all those churches. In one of the churches, that one person in particular was as if he was an owner of the church. If the person that was the pastor was an owner, in quote, then he was a co-owner. After a time he stepped off, everything looked stranded. But I saw I will build my church. I am the owner of the church. No man is big enough to build the church. No man is rich enough to own the church. No man is rich enough to pocket the church. If you allow your ministry to be sponsored from the pocket of a man, after a while, the man will pocket the ministry. He will pocket the ministry. He will determine for you what to preach. He will determine for you what to do. Pastor, don't you think we should carry out this kind of project in church? Don't you think we should do this? Don't you think we should do this? Don't you think we should do this? Because his money is the one responsible for what is going on there. There are people who approach us and they say, we want to do this for church. I say, you won't do it. Because I saw it in their eyes. That they will boast about it later. You won't do it. Leave it. I am talking of somebody, that is project of hundreds of millions. 100, 200. I am led to do it. I am not led. Because you are not the only one that should be led. You are led, I am not led. I want to bring this one to church. Don't bring it. I have a car parked there. Can you send somebody to come and pick it? We won't send anybody. Not one. At least I can remember twice. A vehicle. Can you come and pick it for church? We won't send anybody. Send somebody like how? They brought things to the altar. Altar don't go out to people. Gives an offering to the altar, and you are asking the altar to come and carry the offering. If you don't understand and understand what you are doing with your life, they will mess you up and turn you to a pauper. Instead of being a pastor, you became a pauper. And you say, let me respect him and not look like I'm turning him. No. There are things you have to make your... And then God is watching and say, that is my son. That's the way I will behave. In our place, they say, if you don't reject money, money can't fear you. So there are times you see money say no. And then money will respect you. And anywhere he sees you, he rallies around you. Take your seat. Please take your seat. Take your seat. Another thing you must do, that kind of revelation that opens your heaven is the revelation that suspends your senses. What you can lay your head on. The one that swallows up your reasoning. The one that takes over your thought. Because your thought, your reasoning is the greatest enemy of your results. He laid his head on the stone. Your reasoning is always struggling with your results. The day you come to the end of the reason, that day you start, you are at the beginning of the results. The point where you are able to surrender your own reasons, your own plans, your own senses, the way you feel about things, and the way you come to that kind of light and insight that will swallow up these things, at that place, you are at the place of open heavens. Somebody say loud, amen. Somebody say the loudest, amen. I pray for someone here today in the name that is above every name, the name Jesus, the resurrected Lord. I prophesy upon you light and revelation and insight that will swallow up every limiting reasoning, every limiting senses, everything that is fighting your resolve. I prophesy supernatural light, insight and revelation from the word that will swallow them up. I prophesy in the name of Jesus. The revelation of the word definitely opens the heaven. I told you that Jesus is the word. Now look at John chapter 1 and in verse 51. John chapter 1 verse 51. The Bible said about Jesus Christ, he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on top of the Son of Man. Can you now see that the Son of Man was the ladder of Jacob? What you saw in the Old Testament as the angels ascending and descending upon a ladder just got interpreted in the New Testament. The Son of Man is the ladder between earth and heaven that the angels will ascend and descend on. So you thought that Jacob saw wood, but that wood was a revelation of a personality. The revelation of the assignment of a person that was yet to come. A person that is the divino-human junction. A terrestrial-celestial junction. Connecting heaven and earth. And he is the word. If you get the right word, heaven will kiss the earth. And when heaven kisses the earth, they call it revival. When there is intimacy between heaven and earth, it is called the move of God. This is further confirming that the word will connect you with an open heaven. Now, how many of you remember Stephen? When Stephen, they said Stephen blasphemed. Now, when Stephen opened his mouth, what came out of the mouth of Stephen was like running through the Bible in just 30 seconds. It just started. And began to ransack scripture. Did you see that? He went all the way from Abraham, went all the way to Moses, went all the way to Joseph, went through to David, and just kept on going through the Bible. By the time he finished the explosion, he saw heaven open. Acts chapter 7 verse 36. By the time he finished his world explosion, there was no option but the heaven just tore open. He said, and behold, I see heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. The receiving, the releasing, and resting on the word will connect with an open heaven. My prayer for somebody here today is that you will not leave this conference until a weighty word, a tangible, substantial insight, material word that can't be blown by wind, word that can't be carried by wind, until such a word is released upon you. You won't live here. And I decree the heavens shall open. Any area where your senses is battling the word right now, in that area, I decree peace. I decree light. I decree revelation.
If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I ask. Say, Father, I ask for the opening of the heavens upon my life, upon my life, upon my life, upon my life, upon my assignment, upon my destiny. Let the heaven open. I receive an open heaven now. In Jesus' name.
There are businessmen here that heaven will open over your business, over your finances. The rain will fall on the works of your hand. And people will ask you, what are you doing? And you will let them know, I'm just a victim of open heavens. Say aloud, amen. What is it? So receive the word, release the word, rest on the word, and you will experience open heaven. Number two, key to the opening of the heavens, which is key to the fall of the rain, is passionate praying. We may look at that later tonight. Passionate praying. In Luke chapter 3, and in verse 21, see what happened. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized. And did something else that all the people didn't do. What was that? I'm praying. The heaven was open. The heaven was open. The heaven was open. All the people were baptized. Do you know what will demarcate you from your generation? One pastor said yesterday, the wearing of suit is not what makes a pastor. He said while testifying. Everybody was praying. But there was someone, everybody was baptized. But there was someone who came to the baptism place and did something different. He was praying. Can somebody pray in the spirit for 1 minute? Pray like you are a pastor. Pray like you are a pastor.
In the name of Jesus.
There is something very important. Something very important. I know you may have noticed it before. First, everybody was baptized, but somebody did something different from everybody. Jesus, he was praying. It is not what you do that gives you the result, but the spirit with which it was done. It is not what is done, not the action, but the spirit behind the action and the prayer force behind the action. That different. See, they all went into the water and came out. But he prayed and the heaven opened. Now, when he said the heaven opened, that is too general. If you look at Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, it made it specific. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. Him in particular. The heaven didn't open for everybody there. It is possible we can all be in the same conference and not come out with the same result. And it's possible for two people to be side by side and carry different spiritual climates. Are you ready for this? It's best possible to claim to be the sons of the same spiritual father and still have different spiritual climates and different spiritual results. Until it appears like you are telling a lie when you say that is your father. All those people loved God. They have come to repentance according to the preaching of John. And they have come to the baptism. But there was something that happened to Jesus that didn't happen to them. An open heaven is the privilege of everybody who is connected to the covenant and to God. Because he promised it from the Old Testament. I will open the heavens over you. Am I communicating at all? Something is changing in your life today. I said something is about to change in your life today. Somebody who is about to carry the climate of open heavens. Get ready because it is changing today. I was talking with Dr. Robert Slayer, and he said, he grew in the atmosphere of open heaven. He didn't know I was preaching on open heaven when he said that. In his diapers as a little baby, he's running around our Robert's house. In the same neighborhood, in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's where he grew. He's in Kenneth Hagin's camp meetings before camp meetings started. He's around with T.L. Osborne. All those giants lived in the same town. Oh, yes, they lived in T.L. Osborne or our robots. Kenneth Hagin, all in Tulsa, Oklahoma. When you arrive Tulsa in those days, you can feel the spirit. You just feel the climate. How won't you see Jesus at the age of 8? How won't he walk to you at the age of 12? In the same neighborhood. And then he just talks to you and you continue doing what you are doing as if nothing is normal. Nothing strange happened. These things are so real. They are so real. They are so real. They are so real. Whatever it takes, never agree to operate under a closed heaven. And if the heaven is not open over your life, don't look for alternatives. Don't use entertainment to cover it up. And don't become a false prophet.
Don't become a false apostle. Don't become a false teacher. Don't go and look for power from the devil. Pray in the spirit again for 1 minute. Pray in the spirit. 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 I cannot function on thy closed heaven. Pray in the spirit. Mashada yala hasi. Ileberida yakedegeyanana hasadish. Ileperite sidaranagadashi. Pray in the spirit. 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 Lisa, Zerodi, Leperina, Kani Magadash, Retesi Dalara, Leperetesi, 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 Itoremiti, Alagaritasa, Zorapate, Literi Begayanana, Loparate, Seterina, Leterina, Meshetora, Ikelete Peretesatala, Layabara de Gayano Hotari, Leberida Yala Hashadiala, Rekasarate Colamagadiala, Leperetese. Yes, Lord. I prophesy fresh prayer fire. Fresh prayer fire upon your life, upon your ministry. Fresh prayer fire. Fresh fire of intercession. Fire of supplication upon the altar of your ministry. Upon the altar of your family. Upon the altars of your destiny. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Receive the fire. Receive the fire. Fresh fire. Fresh intercessory fire. Fire upon your life. Fire upon your ministry. Fire upon your destiny. Fire coming. Yes, 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 yes. Fire on the intercessory group. Fire. Fire. Fresh fire on the nations of the world. Fire. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Lia, Sadiora. Labaradi, Sineme, Alalash. Rekesi, Yakalamanago. Yakalamanago, Sekerebegadiala. Sette cavagadiala, ritene mina galasci, rodia bosa, rodia bosa, rodia bosa meredialaes, 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 rebia da gadase, terimi alla loja, le peri, tisara, telomagadis, le perita, sito renegala la la. In the name of Jesus Christ. Wow. Fresh intercessory mantles dropping. Prophetic intercession. Praying and seeing and hearing, and 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 knowing and prophesying. Iakadile perete sida. That's right. Receive nehashatala. Leparate sekida. Li perete sida. Li perete sida. Now ya la ya ya ya. Listen. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me the restoration of gifts. Especially revelation gifts. The restoration of the gift of the seer. Restoration of hearing and knowing. And sharp discernment. As you help him there. It is dropping. Receive it. Receive the release. Receive the release. Receive the release. Restoration. 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 Praying and seeing, praying and hearing, praying and knowing, praying and understanding. It's released, it's released, it's released, it's released, it's released. Maya ya 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 hashada lebarada ya gada ya la hasha leperete sidada. Something is breaking. It's breaking. Yes, 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 yes. Lite paradisco lariba goda sada repete sita liperetesa lipera 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 shagada. In the name. God is restoring what was taken, and He is releasing what is there that you never knew was there. What has been there you never knew was there. What has been there that has been dormant is being released and 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 being released now. We refuse to function under closed heavens. We must function under open heavens. We must function under the climate of the rain. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat. Let me just finish in 10 minutes. That Acts of the Apostles secured an open heaven by intense, passionate praying. Acts chapter 1, verse 14. This continued. They continued. They continued. With one accord in prayer and supplication. They continued. They continued. They continued. They continued. Until in Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, suddenly the heavens opened. There came the sound like a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting, and cloven tongues like as of fire, they sat upon each of them. They began to speak with tongues. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 to 33, there was an explosion and an eruption that happened. When they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Azusa Street Revival, like you know. William J. Seymour. Praying. Aggressive. Extensive. Intensive. Passionate. Fire fell. Welsh Revival. Evan Roberts. They prayed. And they prayed continuously for 13 or 14 years. And then suddenly, the heavens opened. Something is about to happen. I'll give this third point and maybe stop here. Sacrificial living is key number 3 to the open heavens. Sacrificial living. This involves the lifestyle of sacrifice and the lifestyle of giving together is key to experiencing the open heavens. In Acts chapter 10, verse 9, all the way to verse 10, we heard the story of the centurion. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour and became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. And what happened? He saw heaven open, and a certain vessel descending. Peter saw an open heaven on the frequency of the sacrifices of a centurion man. What opened the heaven for Peter at this time was not necessarily what Peter was doing, but because of a man, a centurion man, who gave alms, lived sacrificially, and prayed always according to Acts chapter 10, verse 4. God caused the heaven, chapter 10, verse 1 to 4. God caused the heaven to be opened over Peter for an assignment that was needed by the centurion. I don't know whether it was the same centurion or another that built the temple in Luke chapter 7. But if it is the same, it's amplified sacrifice. If it's not the same, it is sacrifice. For Solomon, after sacrifice, it was not just that heaven opened. God came. God arrived. Right? It's a higher realm. Heaven opened for you and just God arrived himself. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7. And God said, verse 6 and 7. And God said, in that night did God appear unto Solomon. And in verse 6, Solomon offered sacrifices. And God appeared and said, what do you want? Not just giving sacrificially, but living sacrificially. If tithes and offerings will open the windows of heaven, according to Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 10, how much more when your life is, when you are not just giving, but you are the seed. Everything about you is donated to God. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, offering your life a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Your time is His, your resources are His, your money is His. There is nothing God needs that you have that cannot be released. When this construction was on, we flattened two personal accounts. Personal accounts, two of them flattened, that is zero. Money we've been putting aside for years. One of the banks came to us and said, please leave this money with us till the end of the month. Why? So it can enter their bank records and balance before you take it out. We said, all right, no problem. We'll leave it for you. And we left it. And when we moved it, many zeros. Plenty figure in foreign currency. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? All. One release. Another release. From that day forward, if it was possible, I would put myself inside offering basket. That is myself now. Bring the offering basket. Let me enter inside. That is the realm. I have never begged or borrowed for children's school fees. But that year, I dared everything. I don't care where children's welfare, anything will come from. I don't care. And I was not stranded. Till today, the frequency is on. I don't expect to struggle if the word of God is true. And the word is true. Is there anybody here today that have prophesied to you and said, thus says the Lord, give me money from your pocket. Or give me your car, or give me this, or give me that. It not in the dream. If somebody says he has an encounter and I say, come and give me money, I used to doubt such encounters. Because I can't do that in the physical. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a new day for you. Amen. I pray that you will shift levels completely. Amen. There are things that God wants. One day, Papa Yedeko said, when the ministry was starting, they have given, they had a project and they have given, and there was more need for giving. And they came to him and he told them, he said, you know, if I have it, God can't need it. And I still have it. He said, but as for me right now, if you want anything you want, I said, I give myself now. But all of you, some of you are hiding what you have. And you are not giving. He said, let me tell you the truth. The time is going to come when you will say you don't know what they are using. See, I will not have it and not give it. Hiding what you have. The time will come, you will say, we don't know what they are using. Say, well, let me tell you what we are using. I'm sold out to God. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands, people. There are many keys, but just three. Revelational word. Passionate praying. Sacrificial living. There are many.
But look at these three. Apply your life.
And Abraham departed. Get out of your father's house, from your kindred, from this and that. And Abraham obeyed.
That was the height of sacrificial existence. It disconnected him from everything that was valuable. And he never left him stranded. What is that area of your life that you don't want God to touch? What is it that you don't want to hear God about? Give me that thing. Surrender that particular resources. Beloved brothers and sisters, it's a new season. I see somebody here making a very massive sacrifice. Resources sacrifice in the course of this conference and at the end of this conference that will shift your level beyond recovery. God's servant said one day there was some missionary work needed and he gave a Mercedes car that was like his only car at that time. I think he entered a bus or something to return back to where. He said, carry this car, take it to Leventis and sell. And use the money for this church project or whatever. And while he was in that vehicle, he said, God told him, my son David, even if you want to be poor, it is too late. That is a blessing that is sworn. A sworn blessing. I perceive there are people in the course of this conference and at the end of it that will receive directions from God that you will heed, that will change your life forever. You are that one, say louder, amen.
Lift your two hands and say, Father, I come before you today. I receive your grace. I come before you today. I receive the grace for revelational light and insight. In the name of Jesus. Father, help me with the grace for passionate praying. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, with the grace for sacrificial living. I receive that help now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray, pray. I receive the grace for revelational word, the grace for passionate praying, for sacrificial living. I receive that grace. 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 In the name of Jesus. While that prayer is on, you want God to correct one thing or the other in your life, in terms of lifestyle, in terms of character. You want to outrightly give your life to Christ, you will confess. But otherwise, I have a habit that will hinder my life, hinder my ministry, and probably take me to hell. I want to come out of it. I want the grace to be free. I want mercy. We can't talk of open heavens in the climate of ungodliness or righteousness. A habit, an addiction, a pornographic addiction, lesbian, whatever. Yes, as a pastor, something has bound your life and you want to be free. And if you are not a pastor, and you are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I want to be free. I want to be set free on this altar. You can be free today. When Bayelsa State Ministry, a young man was in that place. He had been with the spirit of masturbation for 12 years. While the fire of God landed, a female demon stepped out of his body and was begging him, please don't destroy me. And before that devil could say anything, fire roasted that devil. And for 12 years,
this young man was bound. And that is for those who said that masturbation is not a sin. Why was the devil responsible for it? All right. I want you, anywhere you are, you want to be free from something. It's not as if you are a bad person. It's just that there is something that overpowered you. And you need higher power to break it. You need grace to break it. You need freedom. While this prayer is on, you will step forward and let us pray for you. God bless you. They are already coming. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. Lift up your hands everywhere you are and begin to pray while they come forward. Please don't leave your books or anything like that on your seat, except somebody is there to watch it for you. Because Judas Iscariot attend church also. Lift up your hands now and say, Father, I receive the grace for passionate praying. I receive the grace for passionate praying. The grace for revelation. For passionate praying. For sacrificial living. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Now those coming forward, keep coming. And those praying, go ahead and pray. Grace for revelation of the word. Grace for passionate praying. Free. Let the city read as a last. Ratesaro Tani Malaganas. Lemeredi Galana, Sorana Magalas. Retesira Talamas. Rana Malalasha, Torana Managas. Lere de Gazidaya, Lorana Managala. Retesara Tanina Magalados. Retesira Tanas.
Fresh fire in Jesus' precious name.
Place your right hand on your chest and leave your other hand up. Everybody could do that actually. Dr. Mr. Denche, please come and pray for them. Dr. Becky.
Make me a new person. Today, on this altar, I lay down every besetting sin, every sin that has held me down, lying, cheating, pornography, adultery, masturbation, every satanic yoke, alcoholism, every satanic limitation. Today, I lay it at the feet of the Master, and I take on the life of Jesus. I am now born again. My sins are washed away. I rededicate my life to Jesus. I live here a changed person in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Yes, sir. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. we ask that everyone here today will have complete liberty from everything that has tied them down. Grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name.